kicking off with a couple international stories today on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to the show. Diplomats from around the world are gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, but their focus is on a country in the Middle East. Since 2011, Syria has been torn apart by a civil war. More than 100,000 people have been killed, and more than 1.5 million Syrians have become refugees. They've had to leave their homes. The international meeting in Geneva is to try to find solutions, but officials aren't expecting a breakthrough. For one thing, the U.S. wants other countries to help restore peace in Syria. Syrian officials say this is a Syrian conflict, and it needs to stay that way. Like the civil war itself, it's complicated. And why is this meeting happening in Switzerland anyway?
Shaky hopes for Syria's peace on the stable and neutral ground of Geneva. The Swiss city is known as the world's negotiating table, where brute force and battles won't gain any ground. The international status of the city was cemented after World War I as the seat of the ill-fated League of Nations. Then again after the Second World War in 1945, housing key departments of the newly established United Nations. From Vietnam to the Cold War to talks on the Balkans, the conflicts of the 20th century left a mark here in the search for peace. One reason, Switzerland's famed neutrality that allows Geneva to be a dispassionate arbitrator. The city also name-dropped in the famous Geneva Conventions, the standards which lay out international rules for human treatment in wartime.
The Geneva Conventions and all other instruments of international humanitarian law must be scrupulously respected.
It's not just diplomats who gather here. FIFA, the Red Cross, CERN, and the famously watertight banks. All the hard work hasn't gone unnoticed, with 14 of the coveted Nobel Peace Prizes going to organizations and individuals from the city synonymous with the word. Becky Anderson, CNN, London.